Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are taking a look at the word hope in Scripture. I'm thankful that the Bible has the word hope in it numerous times, and I've been blessed with a gift at Christmas from somebody who's been blessed by Hope Is Here. It was a package with Hope Scripture cards, and if you're looking for that unique gift to get somebody, I would recommend this. It's got the majority of the Scriptures are ones with hope. The ones that don't have the word hope are Scriptures that provide hope, and the thing that they're beautifully laid out on these, probably I'd say maybe 3x5. It's like an index card, but it's like a postcard. But then on the flip side, you can actually make it a postcard and mail it to somebody. And I'm so thankful for that Christmas gift and pray blessings upon that person and provided me a lot of hope. And it has, as I've been taking one of these cards and reading them each morning since Christmas, just to keep myself grounded in God's word on top of my daily devotional time with Jesus. I want to share with you Proverbs chapter 23, verse 18. Surely there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Friends, because of Jesus, you can know that there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Now, sometimes on this side of heaven, we kind of wonder that, don't we? I mean, I know I do, and yet I have to get back on what God's word says about my life and what happens on this earth versus my circumstances or my feelings. And I have to give credit to my mom. My dad was good at it too, but my mom has been just amazing since even before my dad went to heaven. But so many times if I would talk to my mom and, you know, wanted some comfort and sometimes maybe a little pity, have a little pity party with me, my mom was always a great listener, but she would always push me back into God's word. And I'm so thankful for that, friends. Sometimes I didn't get the warm fuzzy from her that I wanted, but you know what? That's not what I needed. And there's a difference in wants and needs, right? I want you to think about that for a second. Somebody listening or watching on our YouTube channel today, you need to hear that. There's a difference in needs and wants. And so, friends, sometimes God doesn't give us what we want because he knows that's not what we need. And I'm so thankful to know that Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9 says that God's thoughts and his ways are higher than our thoughts and our ways. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are God's thoughts and ways higher than our thoughts and ways. So friends, even though you may not be able to understand what God's doing right now in your life, you can trust in what he's doing. And I pray you will stand on that today. Romans chapter 15, verse 4 says, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." Oh, that's such a good word. I got to share Romans 15, verse 4 again. "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." Oh, friends, that's why it's so important to get in God's word. Also to supplement it through listening to radio programs and podcasts like Hope Is Here. I know so many people, like my friends Jeff and Tom Haley, that they listen to Hope Is Here in the mornings when they're getting ready. One of them while they're getting ready for work in the morning. The other one while they're fixing breakfast. He's retired and he's fixed breakfast for his wife each morning. And that's when he listens. And I'm so thankful for those listeners, Jeff and Tom, and what a blessing they are to me as listeners of Hope Is Here and friends. And, you know, friends, they are trying to fill their minds and hearts with Scripture. And that's why we quote Scripture a lot on Hope Is Here and why this week I just felt like we need to get back to the basics. We are just going to God's Word, either looking with Bible verses that have the word hope in them or verses that they give us hope. And know that there is always hope because of Jesus today, friends. Romans chapter 8, verses 24 and 25 says, "For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience." Wow, there's that dirty word, patience, again. I'm laughing at myself, friends, not you. Oh, the Lord has had to really grow me in the area of patience. And maybe that's where you're at today, too. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. And that's the way God does it, friends. We've been talking about that this week. As we've been looking at Scripture and what God says about hope and patience. Good old patience. And friends, just got to remind you, just because things may not be going at the pace you're wanting them to, does not mean that God is not working, okay? God is still working. He's on the throne, and it's easy to hope for things that we see, but it's the things that we don't see that we have to stand in hope and trust in God, and we have to wait patiently. So I want to encourage you to have patience today if you're waiting on God to answer a prayer. Titus chapter 3, verse 7 says, so that being justified by God's grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Friends, I can't wait to be home someday and be in heaven. But until then, I want to take as many people to heaven with me as possible. And I hope that you do too. Because, friends, Jesus uses us. And even though I'm in ministry now, you can have so much more impact than me, believe it or not, even though I'm blessed to have this radio program and reach thousands in Central Kentucky each day, Monday through Friday, and the podcasts that go all over the world, and to pastor a church, Gardenside Christian Church. I'm so blessed. But you know what? When people find out that I'm a pastor or minister, their vocabulary changes, the way they talk, the stories they tell. And on one hand, I'm thankful because that shows respect and reverence, and for God, not as much me, but thankful I get that benefit too. But, you know, friends, sometimes they're not real. And that's the thing. You can have contact with people, and, you know, God will show when the right time is to let them know you're a Christian or talk to them about Jesus. But the fact of the matter is, friends, that, you know, we all are ambassadors for Christ. The Bible talks about that. Not just people that are in full-time ministry positions like me, okay? All of us are. And, you know, I have two part-time ministry positions that combine as one, and both feel like full-time sometimes, but I'm so thankful for what all God has entrusted me with. So thankful, so grateful. Thankful for all those of you that support Hope Is Here so that we can be a blessing to others. Got a lady that we've been blessed by Hope Is Here ministry and had an eating disorder and anxiety, and she's been spending time with God and through Hope Is Here ministry is just really getting healthier. She was getting anorexic and was down, you know, under the 100-pound mark, and over the past 5 months is spending time God's Word and through Hope Is Here ministry. Sent me a picture the other day, and it broke the 100-pound mark. And then, I say the other day, that one was like over a month ago. And then now recently just sent me a picture over 105 pounds and just haven't weighed that in years because of anxiety and stress and fear. And, man, I just love how the Lord can heal a brokenhearted. The wounds, he heals them, friends. And that's what this ministry does. And thank you so much for those of you who supported. And if you've been blessed by Hope Is Here ministry, I hope you'll go to our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org. If you're watching on our YouTube channel, you can see it over my right shoulder behind me there. Or I guess actually if you're watching on video, my left shoulder, but we would appreciate it. All donations are tax deductible. You can donate online, or if you go to our website, there's a mailing address. If you're like me, I sometimes am old school and write checks sometimes for donations, but all donations, no matter what size, are greatly appreciated and help this ministry continue to grow as we just completed and just celebrated our 6th anniversary back in December. This verse doesn't have the word hope, but it's that reminder and promise of heaven. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. Then who we are, alive, who are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Oh, friends, one day we will be called up to be with Jesus, and my goal is just to help you get ready for that, to help you to persevere, to endure, but also have some joy and hope while you're going through that. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 says, "But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, nor the heart of man even imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him." Oh, friends, I just cannot even imagine what heaven's going to be like. But I know it's going to be better than we can ever dream, hope, or imagine. And I have to remind you today, friends, this is all temporary here on this earth. Oh, don't get me wrong. God gives us little glimpses of what heaven will be like with some of these just beautiful spring days and beautiful flowers and the trees and Central Kentucky, such a beautiful place to be in the spring and in the fall. But friends, we're just scratching the surface of what heaven will be like. And not just the beauty of all the colors, but also, friends, there'll be no more tears. There'll be no more pain. There'll be no more cancer. There'll be no more divorce. There'll be no more suicide. There'll be no more estranged families. Oh, friends, praise the Lord, that day is coming. And I'm thankful for that, friends. I'm so thankful that God is preparing that for all of us that love him. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Friends, I want to ask you today, what is it that you need to cleanse from your heart and your mind? Is there anything that you're watching on TV or on the internet, social media, that you know it's not God-honoring and the Holy Spirit's been convicting you some about that? It's not condemning you, but it is convicting you, because that's what the Holy Spirit does. It's a comforter, it's a counselor, but it also is, I believe, a convictor. And, you know, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, okay? Romans 8:1. But I do believe the Holy Spirit convicts us. And so if there's something that is not righteous in your life, I want to encourage you to cleanse it today. Or as David said in Psalms, "Create in me a clean heart, O Lord." And he will do that, friends, if you ask him. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10 says, "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." Oh, I love that, friends. Right there in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, it says that God himself is going to restore us. He's going to confirm us. He's going to strengthen us. He's going to establish us as followers of Jesus. Oh, so thankful, friends. So, so thankful. This is just, I don't have words to describe the excitement I get to think about what heaven will be like, but that right now on this side of heaven, God says, "Hey, well, I'm preparing you for eternal glory. I'm going to restore you. I'm going to confirm you. I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to establish you." Ask him to do that, friends, today. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, somebody needs to read that today. And I close today with one of my favorite verses, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. It says, "Be strong and courageous today. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you." Friends, stand on that promise today in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.